Amen. 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 Thank God. It sure is good to see you tonight. I appreciate you coming. I know the weather's just been terrible today as far as rain, but God's blessed us and spared us. It could have been a lot worse. And so we thank God for what he's done for each and every one of us tonight. Amen. Appreciate you being faithful. Amen. To come out in this. I appreciate it. So I won't preach tonight on... No one else, let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around. Amen. Receive our evening tithes and offering. Ask his blessing upon the service tonight. Amen. Ask his will to be done. Amen. Brother Derek, will you ask?
Oh,
I can. Turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 30, verse number 5. The Renfros sang a song, and I heard it this week and or more yesterday morning as I was studying, and it stuck with me. And I won't read the words to it, the first verse, while you're turning over to Proverbs 30, verse number 5. Here's the words to the first verse. It said, I've seen the righteous man suffer with pain. It looked like the wicked would go free. And in my frustration, didn't just seem right to me. I asked for sunshine, and you gave me rain. I asked for healing, but only got pain. But I know your love will see me through. Oh, Lord, I still trust you. Amen. Man, if I knew the whole song, I'd sing it. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 30, verse number 5. You pray for us tonight that our voice will hold out. Amen. We'll do that to be pleasing unto the Lord. The Bible said in Proverbs 30, verse number 5. Amen. I like what he says right here. The Bible said every word of God, every one of them, every word of God is pure. He is a shield. We've seen that a lot here lately. You know what? He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Let me read that again. Every word of God is pure. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. That word pure means not mixed with anything else. Amen. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how tonight, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll take Jeff and you'll use him, Lord. Lord, for your honor and your glory. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll touch our throat one more time. Lord, you can clear it up tonight. Give us that. Lord, that we stand in need of. God, I pray. God, that you'll hide us behind the cross. Lord, in your sweet name we pray. Amen and amen. I want us to look at that one more time. Name of the Lord be in our helper tonight. Proverbs chapter number 30, verse number 5. Listen, neighbor, he said, every word of God is pure. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Amen. Neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on tonight, I'd be on this right here. I still trust Jesus. Amen. Listen, I still trust Jesus. Like the song said, sometimes we pray for healing and only get pain. Sometimes we pray for sunshine and only get rain. Listen, but I still trust the Lord. Neighbor tonight, I'm glad in a time of difficulties, amen, in a time of hard knocks, neighbor, I still trust Jesus, amen. That word trust tonight means this right here. It's a firm belief, listen, in reliability of someone. Amen. It's hard sometimes to put your trust in somebody or someone. Listen, neighbor, why? Because all of us in our lifetime has been let down by folks that we trusted. Amen. Everybody, that's life. Neighbor tonight. And so it's hard sometimes to put our trust in something. But I'm glad tonight. He said every word of God is pure. You can rely on it. You can take it to the bank. Neighbor, you can put your trust in him. Amen. Neighbor tonight. I don't know about you, but even in difficulties, even in the situations of life, I still trust Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Listen, preacher, in the dark days, how they may light our ways. Listen, in the valleys, in the listen, in the trials of life, I still trust Jesus. Amen. Listen, neighbor, I'm glad I had. Listen, he said, my word is pure. Amen. It's not contaminated. It's not mixed with this and mixed with that. The word of God is pure. And the Bible said that we can put our trust in him. I may let you down. Your neighbor may let you down. Your family, your friends, I may let you down. Your work acquaintance, I may let you down. But I'm glad Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you all the way, even to the end. I still trust Jesus. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight. We find throughout the scripture tonight so many times. Listen, the waves of life, it tosses us, neighbor, to and fro. But I'm glad tonight that I trust Jesus. Three things that I believe in. The times that we can trust Jesus. Number one, I know I used it this morning. I'll use it again tonight. Listen, neighbor, that's when. Amen. Neighbor, when can we trust Jesus, amen. Sometimes when I don't know, I listen to how. I listen when I'm at the bottom of the mountain. I listen sometimes when you're in the lowest valley. And sometimes when you don't know really what you're going to do. And sometimes when you don't know when you're going to turn. But I'm telling you tonight, you can trust him anytime. You can trust him at the midnight hour. You can trust him when the rain is a pouring or the sun is a shining. You can trust him when you're on the mountain. You can trust him in the valley. You can trust him with the small things. You can trust him with the big things. You can trust him with your life from the top of your head out of the bottom of your feet. He said the word of God, it is pure, undefiled. Listen to the word of God tonight. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you all the way to the end. Listen, there's not a point, there's not a time in your life that you cannot count on the Lord. You can trust him. You can trust the Lord. Amen. You can trust him in the valleys. You can trust him in the storms of your lives. Sometimes it's hard to put our total trust in him. But I like that song. It says, I care not today what tomorrow may bring. Neither shadow, sunshine, or rain. We're living by faith. Amen. Faith is the same thing as putting our trust in something. Sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes we can't hear it. Sometimes we can't even feel it, but we can still trust him. Amen. That's what he said here in Proverbs 3 and 5. Listen, he said the word of God is pure, and those that rely on it, they can trust in it, that he will see us through no matter what we face or what we go through. Tonight, when the world lets you down, you can still tonight put your trust in the almighty power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can trust in him when, preacher, when you're at the bottom of the mountain and looking up, you can trust him. When you're hiding in the cleft of the rock from the cares of the world, you can put your trust in him. Learn to trust in Jesus when we're in those dark places of death and defeat. Listen, we learn to trust him. Listen, like the song says in the old Redback hymnal, I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. Listen, we got to learn how to lean upon him. Preacher, what I do when I'm going through these things in my life, what I do when I'm facing these hard times, just like I told Brother Ronnie and Trish yesterday. yesterday. We were sitting in their living room and we were talking to them. And listen, neighbor, when they've just buried their daughter this past week, listen, what do you do? Listen, in those circumstances, it's in those times you have to learn. To just lean on the Lord. Just lean on the Lord. I don't have a magic wand. I don't have a magic word. I wish I had a sermon. Boy, they just make everybody feel so much better. But I don't tonight. But this one thing you can rest assured of. We can trust the Lord. We can trust Him in every circumstance. We can trust Him in the dark days that we go through, in the valley of the shadow of death. Neighbor, when it seems like there's no hope and everything seems helpless. Have you ever been in that situation in your life? Neighbor, when it seems like everything you go to do, it was like climbing a mountain. Everything you went to try, it seemed like the darker you got, maybe on the inside. But I'm telling you, it's in those days, that we have to depend on the pure word of God. It's in those days, Brother Gary, that we have to learn how to lean on Him. See, when we're on the mountain, and everything is going good. When we're on the mountain and all of our bills are paid. When we're on the mountain and we're reaping the joy of the Lord. Neighbors, sometimes we don't lean upon Him, but it's in those dark days. It's in those trials. It's in those times. When can we depend on Him? It's in those times that we can learn how to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Learning to lean. Learning to lean on Him. Amen. What page is that, Brother Donald? I'm just going to read it tonight. Amen. Learning to lean. That'll be in the L section. Amen. That's it. 359. Say 359 in your book too? All right. Listen what it says. It said, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting life, on the everlasting life. Look at verse number 3. He said, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting life. I have been blessed. Peace with the Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning safe and secure from all harm. Leaning on the everlasting arm. That's learning to what, preacher? That's learning. Listen, come here, Brother Robert. Hey, listen, neighbor. Now, that's learning like Brother Robert's the Lord. Listen, neighbor, it's learning to lean on Him. Amen. It's learning to put our trust in Him. See, when I put my trust in me and I try to handle those trials and I try to be the man about it and try to climb that mountain by myself, I get weaker and weaker as the journey goes on. But if I can just learn to put my trust in the pure word of God and lean on Him, just lean on Him. You can sit down, ma'am. I lean on Him. He said, leaning, safe and secure from all harm. Learning, leaning on the everlasting arm. I'm telling you today, at whatever circumstance that we may be facing, I still trust Jesus. I still trust Him. In a world of difficulties, in a world of change, in a world where the generation gap is growing more and more every day, neighbor, tonight, I still trust Jesus. He's the one that created us. He's the one that spoke this world into existence. I'm telling you tonight, I'm learning more every day. I don't know if it's because I'm getting a little older, but I'm learning more every day to, not rely on myself, not rely on my strength, but learning to lean on Him. Why? I've got to trust Him a little more. I've got to trust Him with all my faith. I've got to trust Him with all my power. I've got to trust Him with all my strength. He said tonight, the word of God is pure and we can put our trust in the word of God. Thank God tonight, no matter our circumstance, I trust Jesus. I don't trust Jeff. I don't trust this flesh. Brother Greg, I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. He's never let me down, and he's always been there. I trust Jesus. Put that back up for me, if you will. One more time, Proverbs 30 and verse number 5. And let us just read that one more time. When, preacher, when can we trust the Lord? We can trust him every day. We can trust him every second. We can trust him every heartbeat we take. Even if we pray for sunshine and we get rain. Even if we pray for healing and we get pain. Even if we pray for a blessing and we get discouragement. Even in those times, even in those days, guess what, people? I still trust him. I still trust him, Herman. I still trust him. He said, every word of God, every. Not just, well, let's pick the New Testament, or let's just pick the Old Testament, or not, let's just look at the 4,000 years or whatever it was between the old and the new. Let's just skip that. Listen, he said, every word, he said, every word of God is pure. He is a shield. You know, I told you what that word, I got on that here the other week. Seems like every verse of scripture I've read here lately, it's got that word in it. So I think tonight we need to learn that he needs to be our shield. He's our buckler. He's our protector. He's our deliverer from every walks of anything that may come our way. He's our deliverer. Thank God he's our shield. The other day I was down at the ball field and there was yellow jackets. Man, them things were swarming everywhere. Man, I had me a can of that bee spray. I hope there's not no animal activists here, but if they are, just kind of take 5 minutes, take a nap, and I'll wake you up when I get through. But listen, I took that can of bee spray, and I killed them jokers. I'm just going to say it like I did. I was spraying them things, man. They were dropping. Poof, poof, poof. See that? You know what? That can of bee spray was my shield. I knew it until it said, oh. I listened, but that I had that bee spray, and I was killing them. That was my shield. I wasn't scared of them things. I was looking for them. Amen. I mean, I was spreading them here, and I was spreading them there. That's what he's saying here. He said, listen, learn to allow me, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, let Redeemer. He said, allow me to get you behind me. I'll be your shield. I'll be your shield. And the Bible said that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. I like that tonight. I'm glad that we can put our trust not in me, not in the flesh, not in the world, but I'm glad tonight we can still put our trust in Jesus tonight. He makes a difference. He makes a difference. He said he's our shield. He's our shield. Every word of God is pure. Amen. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So when can we do that, preacher? Even when the door is closed, you can still trust Jesus. Even when the doors are being shut. You ever had things in your life that boy, the door's just shut? The door's just closed upon that opportunity or that situation in your life. Just still trust Jesus. And then, number two tonight, not only when, but let's look at that word way. Hey, man, way, the road. Way means the road. It's which direction you're going. Way, it means the track or path you're going down. See, my friend, sometimes when every way seems like the wrong way. Every way seems like the wrong way. You ever been through them? You ever been, it seemed like that every road and every turn is just wrong. Amen. You got to learn to trust in Jesus. Even when the way you're going down and you realize you're on a dead end street. Well, I've been on that, hadn't you? You ever been on a dead end? You ever been in Atlanta and you're driving to get somewhere and you pull out on the road and you look and the sign right in front of you says, wrong way. Some of y'all ain't never did that, but you have, but you won't admit it. Wrong way. Man, ain't that aggravating. Or you want to go to the left. And you look, and that sign says, right way only. You ever been there? Right turn only. Boy, I have. That's aggravating. You got to go 50 miles to get to right over there where you want to go. But see, sometimes in our life, that's the way we are. That's the way our path travels. Sometimes we seem like we're going around a curve, or we're continually going around one of them turnaround about or turnabout things. I listen, it just goes round and around. Sometimes when the way gets hard, sometimes when the way gets discouraging, it's in that way. And then we trust Jesus.
Amen.
It's in those ways. It's in those ways when you get in that rut. You ever been in a rut? Sure you have. You know, used to them old dirt roads back before they had paved roads. A lot of you probably don't ever know they had dirt roads, but they did. Them old dirt roads, they'd have them old ruts in them. Man, you're getting that thing, and there you go. You know, you try to get out of it, Brother Jimmy, you'll be in this rut. Man, that's the way life is sometimes. You go from one rut, Brother Mike, to another rut. But it's in those ruts and the way you're headed and the way, the direction that you're in, then those times that we got to learn to trust in Him.
Amen.
We got to learn to trust in Him. When do we do it? We do it all the time. In what ways? We do it in any way. Whether we're going in the right direction, the wrong direction, we got to learn to put our trust in Him.
Amen.
Then number three, and we're going to hurry. We look at when, we look at way, and we look at that word worries. Worries. I'm talking about when can you trust Jesus? Trusting in Jesus. We looked at when and we looked at the ways. But even in worries, is there anyone in our midst tonight that don't ever worry? Amen. There's nobody in the house. You can preach on worrying any Sunday. Any sermon can be on worrying, because you know what? We're a bunch of, you ever heard this old saying? We're a bunch of worry warts. Amen. I don't know how those two got together, but it's somehow or another, it's that I've heard it. But sometimes we worry, don't we? We worry about this. We worry about that. We go to bed worrying. We get up worrying. We worry about our family. We worry about our friends. We worry about our jobs. We worry about this, and we worry about the storms, and we worry about, oh, it's going to be bad. I told Lisa this morning, I was watching Channel 5, and that meteorologist, he tried his best to make this be the worst storm that ever was going to come. I told her, I said, cut him off. Amen. He had me wanting to go dig a storm shelter. Man, he just kept saying, well, it's going to be bad. The wind's going to be blowing. I turned it over 46. The guy said, sun's going to be shining over here. I thought, look at the difference. Some people thrive on making you worry.
Yeah.
They do. They're like a gnat. You ever? I had to get that out tonight. But man, just worry. We live in a time of worrying. We go to bed worrying. We get up worrying. We worry all the time. But in those worries, we got to learn to trust in Jesus. We got to learn to trust in Jesus. We worry about our finances. Trust Jesus. We worry about the supplies that we need. We just trust Jesus. We worry about our family. Trust Jesus. He said, I like this. He said, lo, I'll be with you. Not just some of the time. Not just part of the time. But he said, lo, I'll be with you always. Always. Always, his word is pure. Always, you can trust in him. He's never let me down. He's never let me down. There's been times I've let him down. Sure we have. We all have. We're all human. Sometimes we act holier than thou, but we all fail God every day. And because of our fleshly man that we are. But I'm trying to learn to more and more every day, Brother Gary, to lean on him and to trust him with all my circumstances. I trust him. Listen, when I got saved, you know the Lord said, trust me, not only with your soul, but I believe he said, trust me with your finances.
Amen.
Trust me with your finances. He said, give me that wallet and let me make a dollar go to two.
Amen.
We've got to learn to trust him.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We got to learn to trust him. And when we worry about all these things all the time, and listen, I'm going to tell you what it's going to do. It's going to make you gray-headed like me. Amen. You worry, but it's even in those worries that we got to learn to just trust Jesus. We got to learn to just trust Jesus. Proverbs 30:5 said, the word of God is just pure. The word of God is just pure. Is that my grandson? Put a muzzle on that kid. I can say that about mine, can't I? Just playing, baby. Even in our worries, learn to trust in him. Learn to trust in him. Always learning to trust. And this is why, because he's done it before, and he'll do it again. He's done it before, and he'll do it again. You can rely on him. Look at Psalms 34, verse number 22. We've asked Kathy and Herman and Lisa and Maggie to sing a song for us for the altar call, and they can be coming on around if they want to come on up and set for the next 30 minutes. But let's look at Psalms 34, verse number 22. He said, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. In other words, you know, that's a good message right there. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. And look at this. And none of them, if I ask you tonight how many is a servant of God, we'd all raise our hand. We'd all say we're redeemed. But I like this. The Lord redeemeth the souls of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Why worry about tomorrow? Amen. Even if we pray for sunshine, Brother Dwayne, and we get rain.
Amen.
Even if we pray for healing and we get pain.
Yeah.
Even if we pray for victory and we get defeat.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I come back and preach this right here sometime? Will y'all have me back? Amen. Thank God. Amen. Let us stand together tonight. Listen to what they sing, the words of this song that they're going to sing tonight. If the Holy Spirit of God deals with your heart, maybe you're here tonight and you've just kind of been discouraged. Maybe you're here tonight and you just kind of felt like you've been defeated. Listen, put your trust in him. Don't put your trust in yourself. Put it in him. He'll not leave you unattainable. Thank God tonight. For he careth for you.
Amen.
Amen. While we sing, y'all go ahead.
Trust me.